This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Thunderstorms continue to move across the eastern Denver metro this evening and onto the northeastern plains. A flood watch remains in effect for the foothills of the Northern Front Range and parts of northeastern Colorado and the eastern plains, including the cities and towns of Boulder, Fort Collins, Castle Rock, Fort Morgan, and Lyman. That's through 11 p.m. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters is striking a defiant tone the day after being convicted. On Steve Bannon's War Room TV show and podcast today, Peters called her trial a travesty and said she plans to appeal.
We're going to continue to fight this in the law. And in the meantime, until they either kill me or put me in prison, I'm going to keep speaking out about the injustice.
Peters was convicted for misleading public officials in order to violate the security of her office's election equipment. She let an unauthorized person access Mesa County's election equipment 3 years ago. On today's show, she complained at length that the judge prevented her side from exploring the election conspiracy theories that motivated her. No evidence of fraud was ever found in Mesa County's election machines. Peters was convicted on 7 counts, 4 felonies, and 3 misdemeanors. An endangered toad species has reached a conservation milestone here in Colorado. Boreal toads were once common in the Rocky Mountains, but a fungal disease has decimated their numbers. Over the last several years, state biologists have released roughly 20,000 boreal tadpoles at a site above Pitkin. Now researchers say those tadpoles have grown up and begun to reproduce naturally. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.